How did clothes rationing affect you and your family?
Oh, yes, of course. Clothes were very much on ration. You had points. Each item of clothing was so many points. And I think priority was probably given to, you know, father's working clothes and things like that. You may do, make do and mend, I think, was the term that was used. Everything was repaired. If sheets wore out in the middle, you cut them through and you put sides to middle. Pillowcases were made into handkerchiefs. I can remember sitting and hemming round many pieces of material to make handkerchiefs. And also at Christmas, I can remember buying a powder puff and sewing it to the middle of a hanky and giving it to my mother as a Christmas present. And clothes were let down as far as they would possibly go. The trouble is you could make them long, but you couldn't get them round you anymore. But there was a lot of passing down between families. I had an older cousin living in the town, and it sounds awful now, it's almost like begging, but I can remember I had to go now and again to her. My mother would say, go down and see your cousin Eileen and see if they've grown out of anything this year. And if they had, then that was passed on to me. And likewise, my things went, I think, next door to June, who lived next door. Clothes were handed down a lot. And the adults had the same things probably wearing by the end of the war that they started off with. My father, you're going to love this story, but my father's Christmas present to my mother every year was two new pairs of knickers because he had saved his points to buy her new underwear. And that was a regular thing. We often spoke about that after the war. And you certainly didn't have things washed and ironed as often. You know, my children and myself, obviously, in later years, we have clean underwear every day, but you didn't during the war. Because you had one for school during the week and one for Sundays. And that was it. I mean, things were washed out night at night and put on the guard where the fire was to dry overnight, but it wasn't laundered in the way that, I mean, the laundry took place on a Monday and that was it, and it was put out and ironed another day, because soap powder was another thing that was, I think, rationed as well. It was one of the grocery items. You didn't have a lot of soap, certainly not the variety of things that we have today.